Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:13. I have a feeling today is going to be out of control, and I really don't
today
care.
Today is going to be amazing.
I don't care.
I love it. Can we just sing and
we're
talk
just kind of jacked,
time?
Man. It's not like I had a lot of sugar.
The coffee that I made real coffee this morning. Okay, so it is not Dandy Blend. It is not chicory. It is like actual
high test
Starbucks
high
brand
octane
coffee.
Boom.
It's a little much.
It's a little much.
My system is like, what is
I'm just
this?
Doing the lemon water, but I think I accidentally ate something for breakfast.
Well, I have my lemon water. Now I held true to my promise. I'm putting that out in Radio Land.
What promise?
I brought in the peanut butter eggs for Chad.
We're not going to eat those for breakfast.
Why not?
Okay, it's Friday.
There's the breakfast of champions right
what
there.
The heck?
There's
homemade
peanut butter.
Eggs.
There's peanut butter. It's protein.
Go ahead.
There's some butter.
Justify
it's like
yourself.
Maybe a fat.
Justify yourself.
Antioxidants in the dark chocolate.
There it is. Uh huh.
And then a boatload of sugar.
Yum. The breakfast of champs, Tom and Laura in the morning.
There are two types of people that go to Angles Green.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
Avengers Endgame is finally here, and I heard that the movie's actually 3 hours long. Yeah, after 3 hours, even the biggest Avengers fans are like, dear God, please don't let there be scenes after the credits. Oh my God.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning getting ready for a nothing but 90s weekend. There's Alanis. Look, I said we're going to get out of control today, but that doesn't mean you can sing every time your microphone's on.
Fine, I'll just stand over here.
Eat your bagel.
Eat my bagel.
Eat your bagel, because Matt and
fine.
I, news guy Matt and I, are going to talk about a very exciting night last night, the NFL draft.
Yes, exactly. Lots of surprises last night.
Yeah, my bagel.
You just keep eating. Meanwhile.
You know what, though? Hold the thumb.
What?
I've been to the NFL draft. Thanks, Len Dog.
That's true. Yes, I need to make that happen.
There was a weird reason why we always went to New York City.
But you went to the
NFL. Back when I was little.
Yeah, when nobody cared. It was like in a hotel lobby, right? And it was like no television coverage, no nothing.
Marriott Marquis, New York City. We just walked in.
There you go. Now,
I'm serious.
Now it's a big deal. It's like primetime TV.
People, all right, I'm done. I'm just going to keep eating my bagel.
Yeah, you just eat your bagel.
Meanwhile,
I was watching a football game once, and there was a draft of hair. Isn't that the NFL
draft? Chad, what?
I want to eat my Easter egg.
Here, Chad, eat your Easter egg. Try it.
Guys.
No.
Guys, we're trying to
no,
talk
we're not.
About the... Yes, we are.
It's a try it Tuesday on a Friday. He's trying the Easter eggs that I brought in just for him. What do you think? Is it as good as a church lady's?
Here we are.
This is actually the best peanut butter egg I've had this season.
Get out of here.
It is.
Stop it.
It is absolutely delicious.
Not
it
too sugary.
The weight from last week.
Not too sugary.
And this is what I'm saying.
It's balanced.
I told you this at 6 o'clock, friends. This show will spiral out of control.
It's also, I love the stickers on the wrappers.
So. Thank you.
Chad, this isn't the Food Channel, buddy. Okay.
Yeah, so Andre Dilly, a great pick for the Eagles last night.
So there we go. Okay, so anyway, back to the... She's eating a bagel. He's eating a chocolate egg. And we're finally getting in to the fact that you have your Philadelphia Eagles hoodie on today.
Exactly.
Oh, he does.
Tell us who the
weekend.
Eagles chose in the first round.
They traded up with the Ravens to get left tackle from Washington State, Andre Dillard, who actually fell down the board. It wasn't expected to be on the board that late in the first round. So I like this pick a lot for the Eagles.
Somebody could protect Carson Wentz.
Exactly right, because Jason Peters is getting older,
there you
so
go.
This is your future left tackle, Eagles.
There it is. There it is.
Laura, I would trade up my peanut blossoms at Christmas for your
okay,
Easter egg.
Okay, you got
what,
it.
What is going on here? Meanwhile, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Thank you, Chad.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, they made a great trade up, too, for Devin Bush, linebacker out of Michigan. That was a real big trade for them, too. That was a great pick.
So they're going to bolster the defense.
Yeah,
there
so
you have
both
it.
Pennsylvania teams did well last night.
All right. And because Matt is more than news guy, Matt, he is our finger on the pulse of the NFL draft, we'd like to announce that we have a new sponsor this morning.
All-American College Football.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Fergie. We are getting ready for a nothing but 90s weekend, aren't we? We're pulling these songs up, and they're making me flashback a little bit. And it's a Flashback Friday coming up.
It is. Everybody hates on Fergie a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't understand it.
I love me some Fergie.
Me too.
It's all good.
I think she's like, I don't know. I think when you're different, people just hate on you.
That's true.
I mean, look at how many people hate Taylor Swift. Why? People either love her or hate her. I'm kind of in the middle. I'm like okay with her.
I love me some T-Swift.
And the Katy Perry stuff, too. Everybody loved her, but then she went to American Idol. Now everybody hates her. It's like,
I love her and her music. On American Idol, she's annoying.
She is. Yeah, but that doesn't mean, like, every time you hear a Katy Perry song, then you go, I can't stand her.
Oh, no. That's fine.
That's News Guy Matt.
For Flashback Friday, which is coming up, can we request the listeners of Central Pennsylvania to have some 90s songs?
Yeah, sure.
Because the Nothing But 90s Weekend doesn't start until 3 o'clock. That is a lot of hours between now and 3 p.m. for me to get my 90s fix.
To get your 90s on?
Yeah.
Well, we already have a text request for 90s meatloaf, not 70s meatloaf. So we'll see if we can do that. Text them in, call them in. The Ford Fun Line's always open,
Ford
right?
Fun Line's open, 1-800-326-94KX, and we'll get those 90s hits rolling for Flashback Friday.
Today's business doesn't stay in...
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, Flashback Friday is next. Hey, here's our last Tom and Laura... A giant healthy bonus buy item of the day, our last one.
I know. Well, until next time.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get healthy one more time because that's our New Year's resolution for 2019.
Yes, indeedy.
And said the Irishman, who doesn't like potatoes, huh?
Everybody loves potatoes.
Everybody loves potatoes. Please don't say potatoes. Say potatoes.
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 It's very cold.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Nature's Promise organic potatoes are $3.99 a bag. $3.99 each.
That's right. All you need to do is remember that. And then our friend Sean Carey in the midday will ask you for that item and price. You could get yourself $50 to Giant.
And I hope you're listening because yesterday we got a text message
saying, didn't
you guys do a bonus buy of the day? Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You weren't listening.
You were not.
We can do them at any time. So here we are. Just about 7 o'clock and we're doing it.
And yesterday it was a little earlier. The day before that it was a little later. So there it is. That's an excuse to listen to us.
Let me think. From 6 until 9?
All morning long.
There's the idea. Yeah. Nature's Promise. Organic potatoes. Today's healthy bonus buy of the day.
Giant quality selection savings each and every single day.
Hometown. 94KX. Flashback Friday. There you go, Catherine. A D2, as we used to call them in the 90s. Duran Duran in the 80s. And Hungry Like the Wolf. Tom and Laura in the morning. Keep the requests coming in. Social media texting. The Ford Fun Line always open, of course. 1-800-326-94KX. Joe Biden is running for president. Yay, Scranton. Anybody?
Woohoo. I like Joe Biden. He's all right. He's kind of goofy.
Here's what I'm going to say. You're exactly right. Here's what I'm going to say. He's like the nice guy. He's the guy you want to live in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You want to go over and knock on his door and ask if you could use his hedge trimmers.
And he'll
say something like that.
Yeah.
Or sit on the front porch, crack open a beer, and just talk about life. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's running for president again. And he doesn't have a snowball's chance.
No, I know.
He doesn't have a snowball's chance in a fire underground in Centralia of winning this thing. But you still gotta like him. Do you think we'll ever have a nice guy as president?
No.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's a shame, but no.
But Joe Biden, we put together a greatest hits here. He is known to say things sometimes that I qualify as a whoopsie. So Joe Biden for president, fans, here we go.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Biden is a gaffe machine.
Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And
hey, she's not dead.
Although she's, wait, your mom's still,
oh my
your mom's
God.
Still alive as your dad passed.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you,
Dr. Paper.
Oh, in Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
Whoa. Hillary Clinton is as qualified or more qualified than I am to be Vice President of the United States of America. Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it might have been a better pick than me.
A man I'm proud to call my friend, a man who will be the next president of the United States,
who?
Barack America.
And it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
Three letters.
When
when three letters.
When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television.
When the stock market crashed, Hoover was president, and there was no television.
What am I going to tell the president when I tell him his teleprompter is broken? What will he do then? There's all kinds of old Irish sayings.
Yeah.
At least my grandfather Finnegan, I think he made them up. But it says, may the hinges of our friendship never go rusty. Well, with these two folks that you're about to meet, if you haven't already, there's no doubt about them staying oiled and lubricated here. What? Ladies and gentlemen.
State
Senator
here. Chuck, stand up. Chuck, let him see you.
State Senator Chuck Graham is in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, love you. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck.
My passion to make sure this is done right, it may exceed my abilities.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
All right. I thought that was the greatest hits of Joe Biden.
How often he stepped in it. Seriously.
Yeah. And we have that to look forward to with another campaign. I think it's entertaining.
This is going to be a roller coaster ride to 2020.
Absolutely. And being from northeastern Pennsylvania myself, let's just hear him say it one more time.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton.
Biden.
There it is.
I'm from Scranton.
When it comes to value, it's...
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Gloria Bell. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. So today is sort of technically the official start of the summer movie season. It keeps getting earlier every year. It used to be May, and now it's like the last weekend in April. But only one movie opening today, and it is going to be a behemoth. Talking, of course, about Avengers Endgame. Some of our listeners have probably already seen it since they technically started showing it last night.
Yes, they did.
I have a 7-month-old, so I was not at one of the early shows. I'll be catching it today.
Have you caught all of the sort of memes and posts on social media that are like, please don't spoil Endgame for us?
Yeah.
Like, Doctor Strange didn't spoil it, like, and watched it 412 times in a row, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't.
Yeah. Well, we already know one spoiler because there's a Spider-Man sequel coming out this summer. So we know that he comes back.
Yes.
So that's already a spoiler just by existing. But yeah, I've managed to kind of black myself out on all of this. I really don't know much of anything. So looking forward to seeing it greatly.
Kind of like Laura does when she records Game of Thrones and she doesn't want to hear about it on Monday.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
It's very true. I just cannot stay. Although this Sunday, apparently it's the longest episode.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't stay up that late on a Sunday.
Yeah, I can't stay up. I mean, again, that's why I wasn't there last night. I have an 8-month-old, so I go to bed. I was in bed last night at 8:30. So
hey,
just
you
no
are
way.
A morning radio guy. There you go. What are we reviewing coming up?
I'll review Breakthrough.
All right. Come back, Mike.
All right.
News is next, 94KX.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right. It's that time of year where we must...
94KX.
There it is. There it is.
There you go, Amy. Thanks for calling that one in. It's always a fun song with the tag team in the house.
Birthday buddies.
Celebrity birthdays. Anybody remember Michael Damian? He's 57 years old. He was a singer that turned into a soap opera actor, and he really only had maybe one hit.
Me and Rick Springfield.
Yeah, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Michael Damian, 57. Roger Taylor is 59. Roger Taylor, the drummer for Duran Duran. We played some earlier today.
Did. Hungry like the wolf.
Happy birthday there, Roger. All right. Now let's check the local celebrities.
Birthday buddies.
Whoop, birthday buddies.
Whoop, birthday buddies.
Whoop, birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amanda Hess. Or wait, Amanda Hawes from Middleburg, and she's 33 years old today.
Messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page, Julian Hazelwood is 9 years old today.
Julian Foles is 17 today. Happy birthday.
Andrea Johnson from Danville is 31.
Also from the Facebook page, Brad Smeltz is 40. He's from Herndon.
Joseph Cook from Middleburg is 43. Happy birthday.
Angel Williams from Sunbury is 25.
Eric Bubner is 42.
Keenan Hall from Sealant Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Barbara Savage celebrating a birthday. She's from Paxtonville. She's 79.
Franklin Benfer from Middleburg is 51.
Renee Bahawick from Sunbury is 41. Happy birthday.
Cynthia Kaibon from Shemokin is 56.
Jamie Funt from Montoursville is 41.
Scott Upperdor from Danville is 52. Happy birthday.
Texted in this morning. Ankin Atkins is 13. He's from Middleburg on his way to school.
Jennifer Walker, also from Middleburg, is 26.
And also texted in Keegan Latshaw from Cole Township, 9 years old. Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. And actually, Keegan's was yesterday. He turned 9 years old yesterday. We missed that one. I'm sorry. That was our bad.
So was I. But hopefully, happy birthday there.
Happy birthday. Everyone has one. If you have one you would like to share, call us on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. You can text us, 49330, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Hoop Birthday Buddies. Hoop Birthday Buddies.
On 94KX.
Ever wish you could go back in time?
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Gloria Bell. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Breakthrough, Chrissy Metz plays a woman whose teenage son falls through the ice of a frozen lake. He's underwater for 15 minutes before rescue personnel can get him out. Doctors at the hospital are unable to revive him, but then she prays over his body and suddenly he gets a pulse. From there, doctors fight to save his life while she continues to pray. Josh Lucas co-stars as her husband, and Topher Grace is the family's pastor who stays with them at the hospital. You need to have a bit of a cold heart not to be touched by Breakthrough. It's based on a true story, and what happens is as inspiring as it is harrowing. The boy's brain activity slows, his organs fail, and he can't breathe on his own. By making the stakes so clear, the moments in which he shows improvement pack an emotional punch that leaves you choked up. The film is anchored by a strong performance from Chrissy Metz, who makes her character sincere, credible, and sympathetic. As is par for the course with faith-based films, Breakthrough has intermittent scenes that are a little melodramatic or a little corny. And that's okay. We all need to feel uplifted once in a while and to remember what a powerful tool hope is. You leave this movie with those thoughts on your mind, as well as a warm feeling in your heart. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 prayer circles. And I think God just approved of my review.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the light had flickered while I was in the middle of that.
I'm scared.
That was
weird.
Somebody upstairs saying, go see this movie.
Or somebody upstairs, and we don't have an upstairs in this building, ladies and gentlemen, so you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, upstairs.
Somebody upstairs saying, nice job, Movie Mike.
High five.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
Thanks, you too.
Oh, my.
Ask the Expert is brought.
Yeah, way to go, Jen. That is one hot request on a Flashback Friday. Tom and Laura in the morning with Warrant and Cherry Pie.
That'll get you pumped up for the rest of your day, right? That's a good rock and roll song.
You're ready to go to work now. No doubt about it.
Heck yeah.
On the way to work on a Flashback Friday, we have room for a couple more requests. Get them in. So you're a mom, and say you're on your way to work, mm-hmm. and you swing by the mini mart or whatever to grab a lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. You punch out your numbers, and you go and win a ton of money. But you punched in the wrong numbers, all right? Your kid, a lot of people play their kids' ages.
Birthdays, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, a lady in Michigan won $78,000 on the lottery this week because she forgot how old one of her kids was. So therefore, she played one wrong number, but it was worth $78,000.
That's so much money on a mistake.
Her 19-year-old son turned 20 a couple days before it, and she didn't change her numbers. That's happened to me before.
I mean, here's the thing. That's like an easy mistake. Mm-hmm. She wasn't used to her son being 20 yet.
Right, and then if you fill out your thing, mm-hmm. Like you could do a touch screen.
Yeah.
But if you use one of those Pennsylvania lottery machines, for instance, not that I've been known to do those. But anyway,
Or
you could have that pink and white ticket that you have your number sticker, and then they scan it. Mm-hmm. Well, evidently she didn't update her kid's 20th birthday, but it won her $78,000.
Here's the thing. On a mistake, I'd take $78,000.
Exactly. And I'd tell my kid he was 19 for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
It's Blaze Alexander.
Feel the funk, Tom.
Yeah, I do. I think I just threw out my hip.
Go easy there. Come on now. We have some knee surgery coming up.
Yeah, I do. I think I hurt myself.
Jungle Boogie.
Back into the late 70s with a very young Cool in the Gang on Flashback Friday with some late night TV flashing forward. with the next James Bond.
Oh, this is very cool. Today it was announced that Rami Malek will be the villain in the next James Bond movie. Yeah. He plays the head of HR who tells James Bond all the things he can't do or say to women anymore in 2019.
I definitely broke a hip. Called the doctor. I'm not kidding. I definitely broke a hip.
It's because you're too sexy for your knees. Too sexy for your knees. You're going to the OP, the OT, the OT. There it is.
Ryan, our favorite rabbit transit driver, wanted to hear that. I could just picture the people on his bus just
jamming out,
getting it done.
He has a good route in the morning, too. He drives a nice route.
Does he?
If you will. He does.
He has a nice route.
On occasion, he has our friends from Suncom there.
That's right.
And they love the tunes on Flashback Friday.
The requests, I have to say, this week are
excellent.
Well, up and above.
Excellent.
Requests that we usually get. Because you get a little tired of, could you play Don't Stop Believin' by Journey? Great song.
Sure.
But every single Friday? Come on now. And my apologies for playing the full 11 minutes of Meatloaf.
The album version.
That was brutal.
No, it wasn't. It was epic.
It was long. Okay.
Well, I mean, you needed to pee anyway, so you had an opportunity to leave the
plenty
studio.
Plenty of time for that.
Actually, I was popping my knees back into
there
place after dancing to Jungle Boogie. Anyway, great Flashback Friday. You guys have been absolutely great. Today is National Pretzel Day.
Best pretzels are in Philadelphia.
That's exactly right.
You know what? I was going to say that as well. So, yeah, unanimous. It's National Pretzel Day. So I'm looking to see if anybody's given away any free pretzels, and I don't see any.
What?
Auntie Anne's has a buy one, get one all weekend.
Come on, I love Auntie Anne's.
Snyder's is handing out free bags in 10 different cities, but it doesn't say where. And
hopefully,
the brand,
Hanover.
Well, yeah, that's where they are. And speaking of Hanover and all those snack companies in Hanover, Utz is running a contest where you can win free snacks for a year.
Actually,
that's not bad.
Actually, the best pretzels, do you want to know where they are?
They better be in Philly.
The Philadelphia pretzels are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh.
The back of the Lewisburg Farmers Market, you know that one that happens on Wednesdays? You have to go way to the back of the building.
Wait a minute, because I'm going to do this.
I did not know this.
There is a pretzel stand at the back run by a wonderful local Mennonite family. I am not sure of their name.
Oh, those have got to be really good then.
Yeah, the big ones?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
If you want the cinnamon sugar one, they literally drown it in butter first and then roll it in cinnamon sugar awesomeness. It is the best pretzel locally. I'm telling you, they are delicious.
I definitely have to go check this out then.
Because I need to hear my aorta slam shut.
No,
Dip it in the butter first.
It won't slam shut. It'll just like give a little squeeze.
It's a nice little treat though.
We can all use a little squeeze.
Okay,
good. Celebrate National Pretzel Day any way you want. News is next.
Get the most talked about shows and
No Money Man ever could win my love, Tom.
What's he like anyway?
Do you know who that's going out to?
A friend of yours who requested it, no doubt.
He messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. My buddy Chris working hard to get Central PA's like favorite place in the world open for opening weekend.
Oh, it's opening weekend at Knoebels this weekend.
It is opening weekend at Knoebels.
Hey, Chris, way to go, buddy.
I know. He actually is like BFFs with Cosmo. Chris and
He's
Cosmo.
He's like best friends with Cosmo?
Oh, yeah. Cosmo himself.
Does he know the guys that operate the train?
He does indeed.
I want to be a train conductor someday.
Chris, that's his favorite ride.
Really?
Operates the train on occasion.
Chris, listen up, man. It's Tom Morgan, 94KX.
Are you hankering for a part-time job?
Yeah, I'll take
there
one.
There you go.
I'll take one. It's a party. Knoebels is always a party.
Hey,
speaking of it, we have a Cinco de Mayo party coming up, which is going to be so cool and so much fun because there's going to be so many things going on, but it's also going to be for a good cause.
It is. I mean, margarita slushies aside, which will be a plenty, let me tell you.
Margarita slushies aside.
The benefit is for Jenny Fager Alexander, who is our coworker and good friends' mom. Jenny had a little rough go of it.
A little bump in the road.
A little bump in the road recently. She is on the road to recovery, rehabilitating as we speak, but we want to help the Alexander family to sort of survive this rough road. And what better way to do it than with tequila?
Yeah.
Two at the fun Edison.
Words. Two fun words that you put behind my name, celebrity bartender.
There
because,
you go.
Because the game starts there.
All I have to say is you need to come and visit Tom and I Sunday, May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo, at the Edison restaurant. Chef Brian has quite the menu prepared.
Yeah, he's got all these Mexican specialties ready for us. You mentioned some Mexican drinks. Mm-hmm. We're going to be live on the air. And the whole celebrity bartender thing going on. It's great. And of course, it's a party for 21 plus.
It is. You can get tickets right now on our website, WQKX.com. Click on that sombrero link. It will take you to Eventbrite. You can buy your tickets $20 ahead of time, $25 at the door. All I know is celebrity bartender, the bartender portion is going a bit far because all I'm going to be pouring is tequila shots.
That's right. And all the money goes to a great cause. And have you ever seen News Guy Matt in a sombrero?
No.
This is a rare chance.
You're
to
going
see
to. It's going to be really exciting.
I like sombreros. I can pull it off.
There it is. See you on Cinco de Mayo with 94KX.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Like Friday with the Partridge family. Wow, what a morning we've had with the requests. Yeah, it's been great.
It's honest been amazing. The messages on social media, the text messages on the text club. Mm-hmm. More people need to use the Ford Fun Line, though. We do like phone calls. Mm-hmm. Even if we don't pick up right away, sometimes we get busy. Mm-hmm. Try not to call during the news. But Ford Fun Line is always open, 1-800-326-94KX.
And if we didn't get to your song this week, we've got them written down. We'll see if we can do it next week for you. But thanks for the calls. The big boy, Sean Carey, is on the way next. The tall guy.
The tall guy. Tall glass of water.
Please adjust your microphone stands and get ready for a midday.
It is really funny how he comes over and then immediately pushes it up a foot.
Well, as soon as he walks in, there's like a shadow in the room.
But it's such a nice shadow.
It is. He's a friendly eclipse.
He
Sean Carey next. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.